Now then, Gavin Murphy and Phil Thompson are here. They've been on the programme many times before. The pair were recognised last night at the Greystones People of the Year Awards for their work at Tig Lynn. We've spoken to Phil about Tig Lynn. We've spoken to Gavin about food in relation to Tig Lynn. And both of them are here in the studio. So hi to you both.
Good morning.
Hi, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
People of the Year. I'm, you know, in great company and things. the work that you're doing at Tig Lynn, and it seems to have expanded lately, Phil, or at least it's more prominent.
Sure, I suppose we've spoken many a time over the years about the impact that addiction can have and homelessness can have on people's lives. And I suppose in recent months and over the last 18 months in particular, we've seen a number of different services open up, the cafe being one of those services, which is aimed at helping people get back into the work, re-educate, train, get to link with the community around them, and to, I suppose, build bridges that quite often can be in existence with the communities that we live in.
And yourself, Gavin, I mean, COVID came along and, you know, you had to adjust what you were doing, and you seem to have found your niche in Tig Lynn, bringing your culinary skills and coffee, etc. So tell us more how that happened.
Yeah, I think just the time was perfect. Obviously, you know, 18 months of COVID, a lot of restaurants and cafes were closed. And just at the time it was coming out, I had random connection with Phil, and we discussed very briefly the idea of the coffee shop, and very quickly we both realised it would be a good kind of collaboration. And I suppose just went from there, and we had projections that we thought, you know, might be a little busy place that would sell a couple of coffees and just keep the guys in employment. But that just kind of exploded as soon as the Sea Swimmers got hold of us, as soon as the neighbours and the people in the locality started to come in and have their tea and coffee and realised we were serving really good coffee and really good treats. They kind of decided just to come back, and obviously felt good then because they were getting their coffee, but they were also supporting a local charity. And I think what the coffee shop did was maybe just raise awareness of what Tig Lynn is, because a lot of people knew it, had heard the name, but now when they come into the coffee shop, the guys who work there are very openly say, this is who I am, this is my story. And then it kind of breaks that barrier of what people think addiction might be and what it actually is when they see people who are there and they're in full recovery and they're doing so great, you know?
Yeah, and they're working on the facility, basically.
100%, yeah, all our staff, yeah. all live in the house, you know?
And you're very good to some Ukrainians as well.
Phil. Yeah, I suppose in March of this year, we started to welcome in Ukrainian families into the facilities at Coolna Greena in Greystones, and quickly realised that the work that Tig Lynn does isn't massively separate from the experiences that many of these people have come through. So in one way or another, the people that Tig Lynn have worked with over the years have been displaced because of addiction or trauma in their own lives. And these people from Ukraine have been displaced because of a war that was not of their making or their control. So we were able to relate and understand and support them in similar ways. And the cafe has been a springboard for many of them to be a part of our community and get to know people, practice their English, and also have an income and just be giving them a bit of daily meaning in their lives, which has been fantastic to see.
Where'd you get the name Rise of the Cove, Gavin?
It was Phil's idea, actually.
Oh, was it?
The initial idea was to call it The Cove,
yeah,
because of obviously the location. But Phil kind of said Rise for a couple of reasons. I think one was kind of, it symbolised people, obviously like the sunrise, and everyone does the sunrise swim, but more like the guys rising out of adversity, I suppose. And it was funny, we mentioned this at the awards last night, I'd be walking around Greystones and people will always go, I'll meet you at the Rise, see you at the Rise. And right, even on Instagram, a lot of the beach cleaning teams and stuff, they meet at the Rise. And when we called it Rise of the Cove, Phil said, it's not going to matter because everyone's going to call it the Rise anyway. And that kind of seems to be the name that stuck. And it just, yeah, has a ring to it.
Right, well done on the name. Thanks. Copywriter extraordinaire, I'll tell you. And Gavin, I mean, we knew you before the Rise, and yeah, about food and worked in restaurants and then online during the pandemic as well, which was great. So how are things?
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, obviously, the Rise is my main project at the moment. But yeah, I'm doing some cooking classes with some kids, and took over the under-9s girls Greystones team this year, so trying to get the girls involved, my own daughters in the team, so it just kind of spurred me on to, you know, realise that everyone should be involved in every level of sport. So busy. I'd say Marlena never sees me anymore. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
yeah, okay, we'll ask her. Phil, as I say, more prominence for Tig Lynn, so things seem to be on the rise, to use a term.
Absolutely, and I suppose we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the fantastic community that the cafe is in, and we're really thankful to the town. We're thankful to Wicklow County Council in particular, who have given us their blessing and support on this venture, and our own board of directors at Tiglian, who are all volunteers, who continue to kind of support the different ideas and visions that come to their table. So there's many people that are behind this project, and I suppose this award is about, say, the work that Gavin and myself have done, but behind the scenes there's an army of people of you know, without them we would be lost.
Well, congratulations to all them, but in particular Gavin Murphy and Phil Thompson, recognised last night at the Greystones People of the Year Awards for their work at Tiglian. Thanks for coming in. Thank you.